This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Early weaning can be a successful drought mitigation strategy, reducing nutrient demands of the cow herd by more than 30%. Typically, calves are weaned at about 200 days of age, but if needed, weaning can occur as young as 100 days, according to extension beef specialist Aaron DeHaan.
So the rumen develops fully around 90 days of age in calves. So if we allow those calves to get to at least 100 days, and I would argue probably around that 120 days, that'll be about 4 months of age, that's going to allow for that rumen to develop.
Vaccinations can aid in preparing the calf's immune system for the stress of weaning. However, the current drought status may not allow the typical vaccination time frame of 30 days prior to weaning. DeHaan indicates if calves received vaccination at branding or pasture turnout, timing may be more flexible.
If not, it's kind of recommended to get something into them at least 2 weeks before you think about weaning them.
Economically, weaning calves early results in lower feed costs, reserving forage resources for the mature cow herd. Early weaning has been shown to reduce grazing pressure by as much as 36%. In addition, DeHaan explains removing nutrient demands of lactation enables the cow to conserve her body condition, safeguarding her pregnancy and fetal health.
We're able to keep that calf developing, keep mom in good condition, not have to feed her as much resources, but hopefully she'll be able to breed up in that subsequent breeding season as well, too.
Resources to guide early weaning decisions are available on the beef page at extension.sdstate.edu.